from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Had you been asked to do a Memphis-specific ranking, of a Grizzly-specific ranking of greatest Grizzlies to find, and there you don't have to deal with the whole high school, not high school, whatever else. It really is just what they did as Grizzlies, or I think you can include internationally while they were Grizzlies, right? But that's, for Mark, we're counting everything because he's a high school kid, but he was a high school person here, and so he's a Memphian. Everything he does gets to redound to Mark. But if you were to rank greatest Grizzlies of the century, how would you rank, say, the top four or five? What order?
So I think there's three tiers of players, and that gets you to seven. And the first tier is, and I think you're sort of making me rethink my thinking a little bit, because I wasn't thinking about the high school stuff. But the first tier, instinct was Zach Randolph, Marc Gasol, Ja Morant in that order. Maybe like the fact that Marc Gasol was like, you know, Mr. Tennessee in whatever division, that Lausanne or whatever.
That's not enough. No, he wasn't that significant. Yeah.
I read what you wrote about the Ja thing, and I think you make a good point. It was persuasive about sort of the greatness of him in the moment and the magnitude of what he is in the moment, like this definition of greatness. It's not just about your career point totals or whatever. But I do think that the two most meaningful moments of Grizzlies basketball have been beating the Spurs in 2011 and beating the Clippers in 2013. And in those two moments, Zach Randolph was at the center of those moments. So I lean towards Randolph and Gasol and Morant, but I think that's your first tier in some order.
Yeah.
I think Mike Conley is all alone in the second tier.
Okay.
And I think the third tier in some order, and my rough instinct on the order would be Pau Gasol, Tony Allen, Jared Jackson.
Pau, Tony Allen, and then Jaren Jackson. So I think actually we had we didn't break it into tiers. The voters didn't break it into tiers, and it was not unanimous. Some had Zebo ahead of Mark. Some had Ja ahead of Zebo. Some had whatever else. I want to talk about that in a minute. But I actually think the final ranking had Pau ahead of Mike Conley, and then. But one of the issues here is if it's impact, right? Is it impact or is it what is greatness? Pau had all stars and Mike did not as a Grizzly. Like in some ways, Pau was more accomplished and he was better. Like his best year was better than Mike Conley's best year as a Grizzly. What wouldn't you say?
Yes. Although it's somewhat close. I did this in the Grizzly Sweetie thing a few years ago. Like, Mike Conley's very, very best season was pretty good. But Powell was certainly better over the course of more multiple seasons. I mean, Mike Conley also won playoff games, you know?
Right.
Mike Conley is the franchise's all-time leading scorer. Mike Conley, you know, was the first one in and the last one out of the best era of basketball for the Grizzlies. I think you could argue it either way.
Yeah,
I would lean towards Mike Conley.
I think we had that flipped. I think Powell was ahead of Mike in our order, but then it was T.A. and then it was Jaren. And the top three, I think, are very clear, because the top three we had all on our top five. So that essentially was its own tier. One of the fun things about this, honestly, was going back and just looking a little bit more at their careers, particularly Zebo's. And I did not realize, I in looking at the two series that you mentioned, was Tim Duncan hurt or something? Because literally in both of those series, the eight games the Grizzlies won between the Spurs and the Clippers series, Zebo outscored Tim Duncan in every win and outscored Blake Griffin in every win.
That was Blake Griffin, I think, had some
he was banged up,
injury
yeah.
stuff. I don't think Duncan, I don't remember Duncan. Manu Ginobili was injured at the beginning
of
that
series.
Hurt,
yeah.
But I don't remember Duncan. I think that was a little bit later in Duncan's career, and Duncan was not – Duncan's greatness was not purely manifested in scoring even at his peak, you know?
Right. Yeah. No, and I actually – it's funny. Game four of that – the fourth win, game six of that Clipper series, Blake Griffin didn't start. So, yes, he must have been hurt in that one. But you're exactly right. He was at peak of powers. Well, that's not so far off than we had him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.